Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
Everybody doing? This is Big Daddy, joined by my beautiful co-host Felicia Brown.
Hi everyone, happy Monday.
And this is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 71. Now, I ain't gonna spend too much time bullcrapping, because we want to really get into it. Something major happened in the world of sports. And there was a WWE pay-per-view, if you want to call it that, last night. So we want to bust it up and talk about that, too. So I'm going to start off. Say, how are you doing, Felicia?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, you know. So just, you know, chilling, relaxing, you know, resting up. You know, I've been hitting the gym lately.
And,
got to, you know, get my body time to heal back. I'm not in the shape I used to be, or, you know. But I feel good. I feel good. I'm eating cleaner, being more conscious about what I'm putting in my body. And I feel pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
I know you fine.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, let's get into it. President Cheetos is up for investigation with the tampering of the elections in 2016. And all I want to say to that is, duh. Everybody knew he tampered with it. And the Russians, him and the Russians worked out a bargain. I don't know what bargain they worked out. Maybe, you know, he said, you get me in office, I give you some secrets. I don't know, because, you know, he's a businessman. And the first thing a businessman is going to think about is business first and how to get himself over. And that's what I think happened, some type of way, shape, or form. But his lawyers are saying that he's not under investigation, but Congress saying he is under investigation. And I don't even think he's going to make it past these 4 years in office. I really don't. I know I say this pretty much every week. He's going to get impeached maybe 2 years in, because he's under investigation already. The man just had his job past 100 days. He's under investigation for this and that. And it's pathetic that a president that just come into office be in this much trouble. I don't get it. How are you feeling? What's your feelings on that, Felicia?
I mean, it's a mess. I mean, we've never really seen a presidency like this, so it's a real mess. It's so much I can say about it, but I won't.
And in the Twin Cities, which
it is Minnesota. So.
Minnesota. In Minnesota, the cop that killed the black passenger, was it last summer or was it last fall that happened?
Last summer. So Lando Castillo.
Last summer. Yeah, Lando Castillo. The
Philando.
Cop was acquitted. Orlando Castillo.
Philando. Philando.
Fernando.
Philando. Phil. Philando.
Him. The cop got off all charges. He was acquitted. And I seen his mother on, I forget what I was watching, but his mother really was passionate about the fact that her son loved the city and even had the city tattooed on himself, and the same city allowed for him to get murdered, a cop not to get charged for it. And his mother was really, it was like, it was heart-wrenching the way she was speaking. And you could feel the, you know, confliction in her voice that this man got off with pretty much murdering her son because he's a cop. And let it have been another brother that shot him, that brother would have been under the jail by now. Because this guy is a police officer and he has a badge, and it just seems like that's the trend nowadays. The police officer is going to get off of murdering people because he thinks he has probable cause or whatever. And it's not cool. And it makes me fearful because, you know, I have African-American sons who drive around late at night or drive like my youngest is working late nights, and he's driving to, let's just say he's driving past on Lower Merion. And you know how Lower Merion police are. And it makes me worried about him that, you know, he's driving late at night alone, a young black man, and I don't want to see anything happen to him. But he has to live his life. And he has to, you know, go to his job and make his money. But it's just sad that I have to think that way. I shouldn't be thinking this way in 2017. But you have any opinions on that, Felicia?
It's the same, you know, with the president. I know it happened before he got into office, but, you know, now it seems like they have that green light to just do, you know, whatever they want, particularly now that he is in office. But, you know, things like that have been happening forever. It's just really unfortunate. I don't even know, you know, I have to read more about the case to see, you know, what the defense said to, you know, get him off, and I really don't know. That whole situation was really sad. I think that was one of the first videos that I actually cried about, because after a while it was just happening so much and so much and so much that I got kind of desensitized to it. But this guy, he had his wife or fiance in the car with him, and their daughter was in the back seat. So she actually saw her father get shot and ultimately die, and it was just horrible.
Wow. That's horrible. And she's going to be scarred, as well as the fiance wife.
It's yeah, I mean, they want to keep this or have this, you know, idea and vision and, you know, perception of what police are, but, you know, they're really creating a negative image for our youth and for our kids. So when our kids and youth revolt against authority, you know, when they grow up, they really can't be surprised. You know, they're afraid.
Like NWA said, F the police. But all police aren't bad, but it just seems like there's a growing trend now that you just can't trust police. And when you get pulled over, you have to be fearful for your life because you don't know what cop is there with a happy trigger finger and is going to light you up for no reason because you might flinch or he didn't like what you said. Or, and I'm seeing more incidents and more videos like, you know, people want to use the law for them and saying, well, you don't have probable cause to pull me over. Or why are you pulling me? Just asking the cop questions. It seems like these cops are getting madder, and all they want to do is shoot you after you question them a little bit. And it shouldn't be like that. If the policeman was actually doing his job and doing it correctly, I wouldn't have an excuse to question you on it. And I just keep seeing more and more videos where I see these cops, like, just totally out of pocket. And it's frightening. It really is. So, you know, when a system has, you know, a way of letting you down. It's time for people to start to revolt, and I think that revolt is about to happen. I really do. I think that, and I've watched a lot of videos of the L.A. riots, and I, you know, that was a tragedy, but I don't want to see that happen again, but I see it happening again. I think that it's going to be just not in L.A. I think it's going to be riots all around the nation. Because eventually we're going to get so fed up that people are just going to flip out. That's just how I feel about it. But I'm going to move on. The Philadelphia 76ers made a trade today. Well, the rumors came out Friday. I heard the rumors, and I'm like, I don't see it happening. I don't know. Then yesterday I started seeing early reports like this was pretty much a done deal. They just had to put the ink on the paper. Then today it came out that the Philadelphia 76ers traded the third pick and both first-round picks for next year for their number one pick this year. So long story short, Folks is going to be the number one pick, and he's going to be a Sixer. Now, how do I feel about that? Here's how I feel. So anybody wants to call in, you know the number, 718-508-9883. Call in. Give me your opinion on how you feel. But I think it might not have been the greatest move at this time. Yes, you do have the number one pick, and I think his first name is Markel.
Yes. Whatever.
Markel Fultz is number one pick, and he was going to go to Boston. And it looked kind of fishy to me to start with because Boston has a great point guard in Isaiah Thomas. Knowing Isaiah Thomas is 31 years old, he's like towards the bottom half of his career, but he's still one of the top players in the NBA. And to bring in another point guard right now, you're going to waste him because Isaiah's not going to lose his spot. So I saw the trade about to happen, but I thought Indiana was going to jump on that trade to move up in the draft so they could have drafted him. But Philly, and they got the pick, and we got the number one pick 2 years in a row, and we have Ben Simmons sitting there. Now, Ben Simmons is healthy and ready to play now. The last I heard, Ben Simmons was having 5-on-5 scrimmages, so he's about ready. He's not going to play in the summer league, but he will be ready by the time the season starts. Then you get Folks coming in, and you still got JoJo, I'm talking about Joel Embiid, and you have Dario Saric, who should be pretty much rookie of the year. They've got to, you know, I think that, what did I say, the 26th they were going to announce that? So they're going to announce the rookie of the year as well as league MVP in a couple of weeks. So Dario's pretty much going to be rookie of the year. And you do have a nice, solid base going on. But on the flip side of that, you gave away two number one picks next year. Now, what if somebody is coming along in college now that we could have possibly got, but we just gave it up to Boston, which Boston finished the number one seed in the playoffs. They were the number one seed. They, you know, Cleveland pretty much dusted them off. But Boston was the number one seed going into the playoffs and the number one seed in the East last year. So it's just like the rich get richer. And I just hope that Danny Ainge didn't see something that we didn't see. Like, I think that Danny Ainge is a smart businessman, and he watched Boston, raised Boston up. He brought in Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, the player along with Paul Pierce, so they can win a championship. And then when they got old, he swapped them out, and then you put other people in place where you brought in Al Horford and Isaiah Thomas, and you still got the other pieces around Avery Bradley, and a couple other players that you added, Crowder, and you have a good base to your team, and now you have two number one draft picks coming up next year. Boston's going to be tough, and are we going to be able to handle them in the future? As well as along with which I heard Cleveland is about to make a move, but I'm going to go back to that. Did you hear anything about that, Felicia, as far as the trades going on? You have
about Markel?
No, just about us moving up in the draft to get him.
Well, I'm not really too, you know, familiar with, like, the politics and how it works and what it means for, like, you know, years to come. But, you know, reading up on folks, I'm really excited. Only thing I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not excited about it, but the only thing I'm kind of hesitant about is he is 19 years old, so I don't know, like, when he would start or, you know, what type of things would be done to kind of get him, you know, mature with the team and everything. But I'm really excited. I like him. He seems to have a good, you know, head about him and a good way about him. And he's adorable. He looks really cute. So I'm excited. But we'll see how it goes. Everybody seems to be pretty much excited. I think everybody's just, you know, happy that we got, like, that first pick. And they're not really, you know, looking at what this means for long term. They're looking, like, right now, this season coming up. So we'll see how it goes. I'm really happy with our team, really happy to be a fan of our team. So we shall see.
That's where I'm pretty much with it. That's my opinion, because as soon as this went down, my inbox blew up on Facebook. And anybody that's listening, if you inbox me with my opinion on anything, I'm not going to answer you back, so don't do that. Just wait to hear the show. I'll give you my opinion. I'm going to say it at once, but I'm not inboxing 10, 15 people at the same time on my opinion about anything. Because one, I ain't going to say nothing too negative anyway. And two, you just listen to the show and you hear my opinion. So if you want to do that, there you go. But I'm always positive, and I just hope and pray that it all works out. This was a bold move by Brian Colangelo to put that together like that, because people don't normally trade away the first pick in the first round doesn't normally get traded away like that. That's very rare. So for that to happen, like, Brian Colangelo is either he's crazy or he's a genius. So it's either one or the other. And I appreciate the fact that I was listening to his press conference earlier today, and he was talking about it, and he really wants to bring a championship team to Philadelphia. And that's what makes me excited as a fan. And I put something on my wall on Facebook, and it got shared about 100 and I think it was up to like 119 times. But if you didn't suffer through the bad times, through the Henry Sims, all the rest of them guys' years, then when we start getting good, don't come on the bandwagon now. And that's why you're probably going to start seeing everybody jumping on the bandwagon now. But we suffered through a lot of bad teams. For what? It's been the fourth year. So it's good to see the Sixers on the upswing. It felt good last year that teams was coming in here and we were beating them, when we beat New York and we beat Miami, we beat this team and that team. And we were feeling good until, you know, an injury bug came around and, you know, we weren't winning like we should have. But I am pumped. I'm going to go somewhere to watch the draft. Felicia, you are invited to come with me.
Thank you.
You know, it's a totally different feeling when you get a room fans all sitting there ready to explode on this pick. And I'm just trying to make up my mind of where I want to go to actually watch it. So I'll keep posting stuff and put up if you want to join Big Daddy. If anybody's out there want to join Big Daddy to watch the draft, come on down and check it out with me. If not, it is what it is. But definitely excited. Like I said, Felicia, I want you to come with me. I want you to enjoy that, you know, that feeling.
Okay.
So that's my opinion on draft. And by the way, the rich are about getting richer again. Chicago is looking to ship Jimmy Butler. And guess who's standing there ready to scoop Jimmy Butler up? You ready for this one?
Yes.
Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. There's a multi-team trade that's in the talks right now, but the gist of this trade is Jimmy Butler going going to Cleveland. So you would have Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Tristan Thompson. And this is what I was talking about with the final. Yeah. This is what I was talking about as far as the finals this past year. So now you're getting the Monstars again against the other Monstars.
Yeah, Monstars. Just that. Hello.